I got a phone call.
He told me that I want to introduce you to somebody very important.
The Lebanese smuggler's plotting paid off.
And Benjamin Yetin introduced me to Issa Sese.
War criminal Issa Sese controlled the diamond mines in Sierra Leone. He also recruited child soldiers and oversaw a savage spree of rape and murder. His reign of terror was sustained by the illegal trade in blood diamonds.
He is the chief of the rebels in Sierra Leone.
From 1992 to 2003, the so-called rebels of the RUF, or Revolutionary United Front, terrorized the population, torturing, raping, mutilating and murdering men, women and even infants to seize power and the diamond mines of Sierra Leone. Yet Sammy O'Siley apparently had no qualms in dealing with the vicious warlord, a key perpetrator in a civil war that claimed some 120,000 lives and left tens of thousands mutilated. At their first meeting, Sese presented him with an impressive parcel of rough diamonds.
This is a parcel I can't forget. And it's all perfect stones.
The gem smuggler agreed to the $100,000 asking price, knowing that his profit from legitimate sales in Antwerp would be huge. But if he wanted more blood diamonds from the rebel henchmen, payment in cash wouldn't suffice.
They want weapons to be paid in diamonds. You have to have balls of steel to do that.
Paying cash up front, the deal was sealed on the understanding that a shipment of weapons would be arranged later. As a sweetener, the rebel commander showed Sammy O'Siley a perfect 37-carat diamond. He paid $40,000 for it. Once it was smuggled back to Antwerp, O'Siley's financial backer, Aziz Nassour, sold it on for $400,000. A staggering markup of 1,000.